Brother Ennis. God bless you. I appreciate you folks having us here, and it's great to be here with you folks. I understand there's some Alfords here in this church. Is that right? Well, I finally found where I came from. I asked, my dad passed away, I think about 6 years ago now, but I asked him before he passed away, a couple of years before he passed away, I said, tell me a little bit about our family. I don't know anything about my family. I know my grandfather, but I don't know anything past that. And he said, I don't know much about it either. And he didn't tell me anything. I think there might have been some skeletons in the closet. I'm not sure. But maybe we're from over here somewhere. Who knows? But it's great to be here with you. And let me just say one thing. Brother Ennis said we're headed to the Middle East. We were working with Brother Fagali, do you folks support him? I think I saw him out there. And just last October, the Lord changed the direction of our field. We're going to Aruba now. And most of you may remember 5.5 years ago, I think it was, a little girl, Natalie Holloway, came up missing down there. They had gone down on a high school trip. I don't understand parents that let their kids do that, but that's another time. We'll preach on that some other time. But anyway, we're going to Aruba. It's a small island down in the Caribbean, 105,000 people, 83% Roman Catholic, but a field that's wide open. There are no missionaries there right now except for us. The Lord has done an unusual work. There was a missionary there for 3 years, got a church started, and then he left the field. And our video will tell all about this, but in most Roman Catholic countries, the Roman Catholics are very resistant to anybody else other than Roman Catholic. And it's not that way in Aruba. They're very open, they're very friendly, very receptive, and a good number of the people in the Good News Baptist Church in Aruba have been saved out of Roman Catholicism. Amen. And probably a good percentage of them, I haven't stopped to try to figure it up, but have only been saved just a little over a year. So there's still new Christians and young Christians, and we'll go ahead and play the video. Before we do, let me do this. I will forget. I want my wife to stand for just a second. This is my wife, Gail, and a very tremendous blessing to me. We've been married for many years now, but she's been a blessing all along the way to help us, help me, and she does a lot of things that us men don't like to do, especially like typing and that sort of thing, but she's been a real help. I appreciate her. But if we could go ahead and show the video, then afterwards I'll come back.
Hi. We're veteran missionaries Danny and Gil Alford going to the island of Aruba, locally known as One Happy Island. This beautiful island, 21 miles long and 6 miles wide, is 1,000 miles off the coast of Florida and 20 miles north of Venezuela in the Dutch Caribbean. While the Arubans chose the slogan One Happy Island, the spiritual story of Aruba is far different. Originally, back in 1999, God called us to Holland. We didn't realize at that time that He was also uniquely preparing us for Aruba. God was first instrumental in using an Aruban Dutch family to help us begin our ministry in Holland. It was in their home that our congregation would begin to grow. God allowed us to evangelize and a year later plant the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Even today, the Lighthouse Baptist Church continues reaching Holland for Christ. After 5 years of appeals, the Dutch government denied our last appeal for a residence visa and forced us to leave their beautiful country and the precious folks we had ministered to and become close friends with. However, when man closes a door, God is never defeated and He can open another door. It was then that the Lord led us to take a small, struggling church that needed a missionary pastor in Exeter, England. He gave us the opportunity to see this work grow to a place of stability. In God's timing, He sent a British national for me to train who would eventually take over this work. Brother Stuart Harvey became the pastor in 2008, and after proving himself, I returned the following year to lead the church in joyfully ordaining Pastor Harvey. After we turned the church in England over to Brother Harvey, God gave me the privilege to serve with missionary Dr. Edgar Fagali as we trained dedicated men in the Middle East and West Africa. God blessed us and we worked in Ghana and Liberia training, preaching, and evangelizing. God continued his blessings as we saw over 100 people saved and many baptized on one trip alone. While I was serving with Brother Fagali, Gail's mother was diagnosed with cancer. During this time, Gail was privileged to care for her mother for a full year before her mother finally succumbed to her battle with cancer. The greatest moment occurred just 10 days before her 81-year-old mother passed away when Gail had the joy to lead her to the Lord. During the same year, my mother also became ill and passed away. How grateful we are that God orchestrated our paths so that we could minister to our own mothers in both their physical and spiritual needs. It was during this time I felt God stir in my heart as the mother eagle stirs the nests of her young to teach them to fly. I confided and sought counsel from our pastor, Brother Terry Brock, about this stirring. I felt that God was leading us to a completely different place. It was to another group of Dutch people, but this time in Aruba. Pastor Brock recommended that we should make a survey trip to Aruba. The survey trip confirmed that God was leading us to work with Dutch people again, only this time in a different place. During our survey trip, we met with our Dutch Aruban friends who had returned to Aruba a year after we were forced to leave Holland. We had several Bible studies throughout the week, and we distributed tracts around the main bus station in Oranjestad, on city streets, to vendors, and even passing tracts to motorists as they made their way home after work. Through all of this, we saw the spiritual need amongst the Aruban Islanders. However, the greatest lesson I learned while in Aruba was that this one happy island was God's calling for us. We surrendered to that calling to bring the gospel to the Aruban people. Aruba has a unique desert look to it with several species of cacti that grow in abundance. Products from the aloe vera plant is one of Aruba's few exports. Natural images that tourists take home with them might be the azure blue waters surrounding the island, white sandy beaches dotted with divi-divi trees that are gnarled and twisted from the tropical winds, lava rock formations on the windward side of the island, and not to mention a strong population of iguanas, herds of wild donkeys and goats that roam the island, boa constrictors, and an assortment of other animals can also be seen on the island. As you stroll past the downtown shops and drive through unpaved neighborhoods, the Dutch and Spanish influence is obvious in many of the brightly painted buildings. Yet we took away additional images. Images of people who rarely attend a church. Images of people who work around the clock in shifts to cater to the tourists. Mostly American tourists who come to play in their casinos, frequent their bars, and visit their beaches. Roman Catholic churches in Aruba hold the highest percentage of members, but the majority of the 105,000 Arubans are not active in any kind of church, yet their gravestones boast of their loyalty to their Catholic heritage. The voices you hear in Aruba are multilingual. They speak Dutch, English, Spanish, and a Creole language called Papiamento. Tourism is the largest part of the economy. The island has no natural resources to speak of. Therefore, if it is on the island, it is imported. This makes Aruba a very expensive place to live. Just after our survey trip, we learned of an independent Baptist church on the island that was started by a missionary who had left the field. This small congregation were doing their best to keep the work going while praying earnestly for another missionary to come to be their pastor and bring the church to an indigenous position. When our paths crossed, we all began praying, seeking God's face in this matter. Almost immediately, Gail and I arranged a second survey trip back to Aruba for 3 weeks to meet these people and discuss the possibility of starting our ministry through their congregation. God quickly made it known to all of us that this was His will. Their hearts were open to us, and we quickly grew to love them. They had no doubt that we were the answer to their year-long prayers. With a 100% vote, the church voted me in as their new missionary pastor. We then extended our trip another 4 weeks to work with them and encourage them in the Word. Most of the folks at Good News Baptist Church have been saved for less than 2 years. However, they had worked hard and held together through the difficulties of not having a permanent pastor. After weathering an uncertain time in their church's history, they now had a new pastor. Since our arrival, their enthusiasm and burden to bring their friends, family, and co-workers to our church has been exciting. We work together distributing tracts on the public streets and witnessing to folks. A church service did not go by while we were there that these precious folks did not bring visitors. Their enthusiasm was commendable. Something else very unusual and exciting also took place while we were there. Presently, an opportunity has been presented to us by a Christian businessman who has already been working with the Minister of Communications in Aruba to reach out via the radio waves by establishing a strong conservative Christian radio station on the island and for me to oversee it. What a great opportunity this would be to reach not only the folks near and around our church, but virtually the whole island with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our departure was bittersweet. I have a church to pastor and minister to, and we have contacts to reach. We need to be in Aruba to minister to Good News Baptist Church as well as reaching out to the islanders and their need of salvation. But we also need to raise some very much needed support at this time. Paul, after evangelizing in different places, spoke to the Corinthians of a door that was open and effectual before him. He spoke of adversaries who would oppose him. We know that Satan does not like the advances made in this, his playground. God has made his will very clear to us, and we have already walked through this door to Aruba to begin our ministry there. We are anxious to return to evangelize the island one soul at a time. Pray for us as we continue to minister through this open door in Aruba to tell these lovely people of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you also pray about becoming a partner in this ministry? Jesus Christ said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." We desire to bring that abundant life to the islanders of Aruba. Please pray for Danny and Gail Alford, missionaries to Aruba.
Right. I just want to say that a little over 2 years ago, we came back to the States from England, and the Lord blessed the ministry there, but I was having some physical problems, and so we came back after we'd turned that church over to Brother Harvey, and then we felt for a while the Lord wanted us to work with Brother, did I say Harvey? Or did I say? Gail's not listening. All right, what are we going to do about it? Anyway, we turned the church over to Brother Harvey, and then we felt like for some time the Lord wanted us to work with Brother Fagali. And during the time right before her mom passed away, we felt again the Lord changed directions in our ministry. And during that time, though, we lost quite a bit of our support. And so we need to raise some new support, and so you pray the Lord would help us with that. And if the Lord leads you to help us and support us, that would be a tremendous thing. But even if it doesn't, you can still pray for us, amen? And so you pray for us. We need to raise some support, quite a bit of support. We lost right at two-thirds of our support after it all kind of leveled out. And right now, it's come back up some. We're just a little over 50% of what we need. But the church there in Aruba is without a pastor until we get there. Now, I am their pastor, but we have a man just there temporarily helping them. But we feel like we need to be there, but we also need to raise some support. So we're going back in May for 5 months, and then we're coming back in the fall for some meetings to try to finish raising up our support. And so you just pray that God would help us with these things and that God would bring in the support that we need.